A trove of color photographs taken by the U.S. government more than 75 years ago is on display now at Haverford College. The pictures were taken when color photos were still more or less experimental before it was commercially available to consumers. WHYY's Peter Kermans reports it's a vivid look at America circa 1940.
There's a photo of federal housing in rural Puerto Rico. These little box houses scattered on a hill of scrub, painted brilliant red and yellow. In Fort Worth, Texas, many women working in factories, like Rosie the Riveter, wore their hair in red kerchiefs, but there's a photo of one woman working a metal lathe who preferred to wear a yellow cap. Just before World War II, photographers were sent out across America to document the country at that moment. They were working for the Farm Security Administration and the Office of War Information, and they were told to do it in color. Professor William Williams at Haverford College says color film at the time was in its infancy, was really expensive, and not yet available to average consumers.
These are the very first Kodachromes. This is the first time that Americans could see themselves in color.
Williams has put together an exhibition of 55 prints of these old government photos.
Like I'm looking at this wonderful picture here, the haystack. That's Pennsylvania. That's Lancaster County. They covered the entire country. This is a portrait of America. I can show you a dark side of America.
Williams walks over to a photo of a group of Japanese women outside a barber shop. This was taken in an internment camp in a California desert, 1942, when American citizens of Japanese descent were rounded up and imprisoned as possible threats to national security. These women are beauticians. They wear clean white dresses, their hair neatly set, and they're smiling.
Now, in the picture, you don't see any of the barbed wire. You don't see any of the guards. You see none of that. You simply see these freshly crisp, beautifully coiffed ladies.
All these photos were commissioned by the government but never printed. So they stayed in a box. And in fact, Williams says they were lost for over 30 years.
It's sort of like the Raiders of the Lost Ark. When they get the Ark of the Covenant, they stick it in this big government warehouse. Well, that's what happened to these files. There are like 1,600 of them.
In the 1970s, the color slides were accidentally rediscovered by an historian, and it took another 30 years for them to be published in a book called Bound for Glory in 2004. Many of the images suffer from bad chemical processing and deterioration over time, but they are all downloadable by anyone for free from the Library of Congress website. They're in the public domain. Williams and his students at Haverford College spend hundreds of hours cleaning and color correcting these high-resolution files. And as far as he knows, this show at Haverford, running through April, is the first time these images have ever been digitally cleaned, printed, framed, and exhibited. Peter Kremins, WHYY News.